Mary Louise, I have a question for you.
Hit me.
How decorative is your favorite coffee mug?
I'm going to get in trouble, but my favorite coffee mug is a very old, very faded morning edition mug.
Our sister show.
Yeah, don't tell them.
Wow. Well, I'm going to process that. I don't know if you've ever considered bejeweling it across the morning edition logo.
Never. Not once.
If you
What's
lived
yours?
In, if, I would say mine is a bright yellow Hufflepuff mug. I've thought about bejeweling mine. I haven't. But if we lived in the Ottoman Empire, we probably would. For this edition of Word of the Week, NPR's James Dubek has the story of the fanciest way to drink coffee in a cup holder called a zarf.
Coffee is a big deal in Turkey. The Turkish way of preparing and serving coffee is very specific. Beans are finely ground and slowly cooked, no filtering, and you need a thick layer of foam. This method goes back hundreds of years to the Ottoman Empire.
For the Ottomans, coffee serving was a ritual, and it was also an art form.
That's Gizem White, founder and CEO of the Turkish Coffee Lady Coffee Shops and Foundation. Zarfs were used to hold the hot coffee cups, but depending on who is drinking the coffee, White says these cup holders could be quite extravagant.
It's supposed to be functional, but at the same time, it's the symbol of Ottoman luxury lifestyle.
Some zarfs were plain metal, but others used gold, silver, and copper. For important people, zarfs could be decked out in diamonds, emeralds, and rubies. In English, the word zarf appears in the mid-19th century. It's in accounts of people who traveled to the Ottoman Empire, says etymology researcher Douglas Harper.
It's an Eastern exotic product that the Europeans don't have, but they're writing about.
By the 1800s, zarfs were being made in Europe. The word zarf has never really caught on in English, even though some definitions think it applies to those cardboard coffee cup sleeves. Zarf is a word that Jay Sorensen never thought about when he invented the Java jacket in the early 1990s. He was the first to widely market a cardboard coffee sleeve.
I don't know. I always just thought of it as a word for a coffee holder that, you know, somebody used in Islam hundreds of years ago.
Gizem White, the Turkish coffee lady, doesn't think those cardboard sleeves count as zarfs.
Zarf, it has a lot of meaning. It's not just, you know, a functional holder.
Douglas Harper notes that zarf is a specialized old word. So when people want to start using it with a modern product,
people who are familiar with the old thing would sort of roll their eyes at that, and people who aren't would say, that's cool, we need a word for this thing.
Harper says zarf especially resonates with English speakers because, well, it just sounds fun. James Dubek, NPR News.